Hello.
Hey. So, Sarb, where did you tell this story?
I actually told this story to an audience in Washington, D.C., in a bar at an event organized by an organization called Speakeasy D.C.
On Thursday evening, while in the middle of an art gallery crawl in Chelsea, I had paused in front of a framed likeness of a scowling Donald Rumsfeld. "Oh, I so hate Bush," the girl standing next to me spoke up. "But that's not Bush," I pointed out to her. I know. They are all the same. My name is Olivia. Oh, my name is Tak, and didn't I just see you at a couple of galleries a little earlier? I'm sure you did. With that South American hipster, what a waste. She was furious because 15 minutes into their courtship, the treacherous hipster from Chile had revealed that he was married. But she wouldn't despair any longer, for I had already begun to fill the void left in her evening. So on our way back to my apartment in the East Village, she said to me, "I would totally do you if I was not having my period." Usually when faced with such crisis, I would consult a mental list of pleasurable alternatives to intercourse.
That night, you know, to be very honest, I felt relief from not having to perform. I was actually happy that I was coming home with someone, and, you know, maybe we could just talk and, you know, like cuddle and, you know.
Of course, you weren't expecting what she was going to say next.
Oh, no, not at all. I mean, I had no idea.
You know what would be really nice? If you had some cocaine. Now, the few times I had been presented with such a request before, I had taken turns being apologetic and resolute. I'm really sorry, I don't do drugs, but one of these days, I will get around to it. That night, I was determined to break this pattern. Besides, the part of India I am from, Jaipur, and the part of America I call home, Virginia, are both distinguished by the hospitality of their people. It breaks my heart every time I have to say no to a guest. Now, since I had been deliberating with a grave expression on my face, I think Olivia assumed that I had the stuff, and so she began to reassure me. "Don't you worry, I'm not going to tell anyone. I don't even know your name. I will even let you snort it off my breast." Now, this was a pleasurable alternative to intercourse that I had never thought of before. So a few months before I met Olivia, my mother had come visiting me all the way from India. And of all the things she was shocked to find out I could live without, sugar was the most glaring. So she ran down to the nearest dollar store and bought me a 5-pound pack of Domino's sugar. Needless to say, I had seen very little cocaine in the last several years. I remembered it was a fine white substance. Now, I won't tell you if I had any of that fine white substance, but when I walked out of my kitchen holding a transparent plastic jar half full of sugar, I had expected Olivia to say something like, "Oh, come on now." Instead, I heard this: "You keep that much in your apartment?" By this time, I had begun to get really cocky about my self-taught acting skills. "Shh," I said, "even walls have ears."
I had actually, I was not expecting for her to fall for this. But, you know, when she fell for it, I'm like, okay, you know, this is going now. So I'm in it.
Oh my
I might
God.
As well sail along.
I felt the strongest tug of conscience when she handed me the tutor she had somehow formed out of her metro card. And I began to debate within my mind, if this is such a harmless prank, why won't I join in? But isn't she the one who wanted it? Besides, who knows? I might even be able to wean her away from a dangerous substance to a not-so-dangerous one. So I said this to her. If this were any other night, it would have been okay. But Hindus are forbidden from consuming cocaine and similar substances on Thursdays. Predictably, she respected my religious feelings. And soon enough, the four white lines that I had so meticulously drawn disappeared somewhere inside her nose. Sporting this beatific smile, she then kicked back on my full red suede IKEA recliner. She told me she would hook me up with discounted airfares. I told her I would take her to the best dosa place in the New York area. But every now and then she would ask me, "Are you sure this is cocaine?" And I would answer, "What else do you think it is? Sugar?" So the next morning, when she woke me up complaining about the sweetness of her snot, I had to confess to her.
The next morning, she did figure out, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure one of the reasons she figured it out was that these substances are supposed to transport you to another world, and she fell short of that journey. So
when she tasted the sweetness of her snot,
right.
You had to confess to her. What did that look like? What did that sound like?
Well, what really happened was that I did not, you know, suddenly spring this revelation upon her in one fell swoop. That was not the way.
So you never said to her, "I'm sorry, that was just sugar."
I never, like, it was, like, there was this unspoken, you know, acknowledgement from her, very clear that it was sugar. Let's move on. There was no, like, "Oh, well, okay, you got me." Nothing of that sort.
Because in a sense, you got her, but she got you, too. And, like, both
yeah,
of you.
Yeah, I mean, now that you bring it up, I think you are right. Because even until the very end, you know, she did not let on that she was in on the prank, you know, in a way. And then, you know, like, yeah, we should be in touch. There's this art thing happening. I'm like, okay, maybe I'll come by. Then she gives me her card, this is my card, and, you know, we kiss each other goodbye and promise to keep in touch. That was the last we saw of each other.